from MLU headquarters in Philadelphia. This is Cleats and Cufflinks.
All right, we're here on this Cleats and Cufflinks little mini episode. We have Timmy Purston of the Portland Stags with us.
Adjusting his cuffs.
Cuffs are way up here right now. You're taking it easy today on your day in town in Philadelphia.
Off our red eye.
Red eye. What time did you guys get in last night?
It's hard to say. No, really, it feels like it was yesterday. You know, it's like one of those, you get off the plane, like, well, good thing I don't have to do anything. We got our GM with us.
Yeah.
It's just like a bunch of little ducks falling in the sky.
We gave him a new title.
Father John?
Stag Wrangler.
Oh, the Wrangler.
The Wrangler, yeah.
I think that's a step backwards.
Yeah, I think he's gone downhill.
Father John, GM John.
Father John, I like that.
Yeah, he's picked up. He's doing all right.
He's done a nice job. I've enjoyed working with him.
One of my least favorite things about being a GM way back when was having to herd players. I was very bad at it.
Well, that's the first thing I told him was like, get used to the smell of vomit and not having any sort of say.
I was okay with it not having a say. It was actually having to keep track of people. I was like, you guys are at least over 18. Why should I have to herd you around? Just follow me.
Just follow me.
But so I had Will Smolenski did a very good job of stepping up in my place as the
taking
assistant
care of that
coach.
For
he was like, yeah, I'll make sure we have players because I need to coach them.
Yeah, yeah. He'd like to have them there.
Yeah.
So tell us this. Game tomorrow.
I'd better go shave.
You got a little bit of time. What is the what is the thing you're most looking forward to about this game? I'm gonna ask a very generic question.
Just
going generic.
I want it to be over.
Oh,
all right. We're only in Philly for so many days, man. We got to get right to this party.
we're pointing at the party.
It's so sweet to finally be here.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird too because it's been so long, like since we last played together. So it's like, oh yeah, that's right. We're still a team. We still have this one last thing to do. Well,
check
better just go.
Thing off the list.
Better go get it done, and then we'll go to that party.
Yeah, that's one of the challenges with our small staff. We have to put a lot of space in between the games so that we can accomplish all of the things we need to. And so you guys have to wait around for.
We're just like, oh man, should I go to the airport now? Ready for this?
You gotta do.
Better start packing.
Run. To do a test run to make sure you're ready to get to the airport on time.
it's like that baby run, like, oh, the pregnant wife, and it's like, oh, I've got the bag packed in case
right
I don't know the
door.
Game's all of a sudden here.
It's just gonna happen at some point.
Forgot teammates' names. We had to do the name thing at
the circles. Yeah, that happens. Yeah.
Who's that guy? Good thing he never starts.
Identify him by hats. So you guys came out for a game up in Boston a couple months ago, I guess. Do you feel like that prepared you at all for playing against Philadelphia, or is it a completely different experience?
Yeah. So we're definitely not going to a baseball game tonight. check that. One, because it's Philly,
because
who cares? We went out there and, like, looking to have that good time.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man, East Coast. And then we wake up on that Saturday and we're like, oh, the East Coast. We're not going to let that happen. So we made sure to get out here Thursday night, Friday morning, so we have all day to really screw around and sweat, but not go to that baseball game.
Skip the baseball game.
And then...
Maybe Dollar Dog Night. I don't know. You mean,
really?
It's not even... Oh, that might be good for... I'm not interested. It's just going to make me
feel...
I'm
for a dollar dog.
Yeah, they launch them out of a hot dog.
I paid
cannon.
Less for a lot worse things. So we went out to that game and obviously lost, but came out really weak. It's like, okay, well, how are we not going to let that happen again? We're going to start totally different people.
That's it. I like this idea.
Curveball.
Strategy.
It's that mentality now of like, okay, we've seen how it shouldn't go.
Right.
So let's not do that.
I like these people around me as bad examples in that perspective. I just wait for them to do something awful. They're like, all right. Yeah, that didn't work out so well for you. I'm going to take the second crack at this game. I'm going to take the third crack at this game. It's the option of being the older sibling is you force your younger brother to do dumb things.
Yeah, go climb that tree.
Not right.
Man, I did not do that.
Yeah,
and I had younger siblings. So guys, let's watch what I can do. So what are you guys thinking?
What am I thinking? I'm excited to see these two teams play against each other because it's like we haven't seen them together. Like, it's just like seeing Boston and Portland, you guys played the other times. I don't know what's going to happen. I have a sense of what each team does individually. I have a sense of the attitudes that each team brings to the game. But then when you get on the field, it's like, which team wins control of the sort of mental battle in the game early on.
That's,
you guys lost the mental battle last time, early on, but then like clawed back into the game bit by bit.
So yeah, well, at that point we were kind of playing ourselves at the beginning, and then we were like, okay, we should probably start playing these guys.
It turns out there's another team here. Maybe pay attention to them a little bit.
Yeah. But I also, if they, like, if a lot of them don't know us, that's to our advantage, to like just be a bunch of weirdos. Just show up, like, no holds barred, and come out swinging. Some real weird antics is what I'm thinking.
Well, I think the interesting thing between these two teams is you both might be thinking that exact same thing. We've done some talks about
I'm getting more excited
about these spinners guys, and they're all kind of like thinking the same thing. They're like, "Well, we're just gonna go get them."
Oh, okay. If that's what. Yeah, yeah.
No, no, no. Right.
They don't mean that in the traditional sense of sports.
Well, then it should be a nice, interesting game.
That's all I'm up for.
Yeah.
Because I have to talk about it. You guys keep playing the whole time, so the more interesting, the better.
It's going to be great, because normally I try to be as hygienic as possible, but I haven't showered in a while. I definitely haven't washed my jersey since they gave it to us.
That's the Allen Iverson ploy.
I'm going to come out. It's just going to be like every mark. I wish we could still stall. But that's like,
well, you can. It just doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, it just doesn't count.
You get yelled at for that kind of thing.
I do, actually. I don't think you're actually allowed to stall. I don't think
he's stalling me. People complain, man.
What if you stall in a different language? Are you still going
to
get the
same? You'd have to, first of all, do it in another language. But
and then you have to claim I'm not stalling. Actually, this is just how I talk to myself when I mark.
I'm counting.
You don't actually have to count. You could just say things to them while you mark them and accomplish
the same thing. They don't like
that either. No, they don't.
I'm just going to flirt. In any case, I'm going to try to have the worst breath possible.
All right.
Anything
how's it,
do
how's
to
it now?
To be away from you.
You're succeeding.
I don't know why they call it a red eye flight. When normally it's my breath that's worse than my eyes.
Yeah, so you cover that up with the red eye drink after the red eye.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what the blood
just trying to keep
it
an even keel.
That's what it's been
what do I do at home? Okay.
Oh, Lord. All right, well, that's all the time we have because we got to get this out. We're going to get some of the other stags in here. All
right, we'll bring
talk
them in.
To them. But we'll set in the next one.
I'm just going to stay in the seat.
Come to Papa.
All right, that's all with Timmy Person.
Well, guys.
Game on tomorrow, apparently. It's going to get weird. That would be so disappointing. I've done that. All right. And we're here with a Cleats and Cufflinks mini podcast thing. We have Cody Bjorklund with us from the Portland Stags. Cody, welcome to the East Coast.
Thanks for having me.
Are you enjoying yourself so far?
It's been a great day. We've been able to explore a bit, kind of see the town, get on the bikes. It's been a good time.
Oh, that's right. You did the bike thing, the Indiegogo rent-a-bike thing, right?
It was fun. We were a little hectic with it. we had probably seven of us all going off in different directions, and hopefully the city isn't frustrated with our recklessness.
No, nobody hit by a car, though.
Fortunately not.
Philly is not always kind to bikers.
Sure. We could tell.
Yeah,
that's the way I usually get around when I'm down here also.
Yeah.
You use the Indiegogo. Get those little blue bikes, bike around, high speeds. I'm maybe not supposed to do that. But
I haven't tried one of those bikes yet, actually.
They're heavy.
That's bike.
There's force.
Well, they got to stand up to getting hit by cars.
Or each other.
Or each other.
Theoretically, you should go in like a bike pack and just take over a lane or two, because that lets the motorist know that you're for real.
Yeah. The people respect that kind of thing here. I don't know if it's
after
that way
a fashion.
So you got in this morning. Now it's, I guess, just kind of a chill, relaxing day, prepping for the game tomorrow. We talked to Timmy a little bit earlier, but how important is it to have that day to do that? Because I think when you came in from Boston, you came in kind of right on top of it, right?
Well, fortunately, I was able to get in, I think, Wednesday before the Boston game. I was able to kind of hang out. see the town, stretch my legs out, you know, make sure the body was feeling good. I mean, you could imagine sitting in a car to get from Eugene to Portland and then getting on a flight from Portland to Philly. It's a lot. So being able to have that extra day just to kind of walk around, get the muscles going, it's good.
I forgot, you come up from Eugene to play, right?
I do.
How far is that for those of us who don't know the geography of the Northwest?
Sure. About 2 hours.
2 hours. I think I did that drive when I was out there last time. But
just for kicks?
I don't remember why.
Because you're heading to Eugene. It's a beautiful place.
Magra and I were out there. We were very confused most of the time. So.
Just didn't know which way you were going.
No, we were just heading that direction. Just keep the ocean on one side of you.
So, the obvious question, are you looking forward to anything specific against the Spinners, or in this game specifically, just any sort of notion that you have going into this game?
Not a ton. Really just looking for a good game, a competitive one, and I think that we're obviously going to get it. Yeah. Excited to play a new team. You know, people are always asking me, you know, who do you want to play? Do you want to play Boston in the championship game, or do you want to play Philly? And it's, you know, it was kind of a mixed bag of, like, it would have been nice to get another shot at Boston, but... you know, seeing a new face, you know, new faces across the line is nice. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Do you guys have anything specific planned for them? Any sort of adjustments that you're making based on what you've seen from them on the video that we've got, or just anything along those lines?
I think we're aware of, you know, some of the pool plays and kind of general, you know, how they want to run their offense and some, you know, some of their D sets. But realistically, we're just coming out to play and play stack frisbee. So we're confident in what we do, and you know, we know that it's going to work, and so we're just going to play ball and see where it lies.
We actually talk about that with you guys a lot on our podcast, with the fact that when you guys come out and play, you just play frisbee. Okay, you know, a lot of teams get finicky about it or changing game plans and stuff based on people. You just come out and just kind of run over people, and then go and do, you know, do whatever he's doing over there behind the camera.
Oh, he's in your eye line.
That's this is just
Well, the nice thing is that we've been, a big core of us have been together for 6, 7, 8 years now, and so we really know, you know, how each other plays, and it's been, you know, it's been great to grow over the years. And I mean, you look at us in year one, went 1-9, had a horrible, you know, disappointing season, and then for us to turn it around and play as well as we have, you know, things started clicking, we started getting a system down, and so now we're just sticking to it and, you know, being confident in what we're doing.
Yeah, it's going to be, I think, I've been looking forward to all the matchups. I think it's going to be a really exciting game. Looking forward to just seeing you do what you do, which is what Dusty calls you a shooter, was the term we used the other day.
You know, you put the disc into the end zone, you're taking a risk for your team. It's like the possession is going to end one way or the other. It's either going to be a turnover or it's going to be a goal.
Sure.
So you're like putting that weight on your shoulders. And obviously you've put up the numbers this season, 41 assists, something like that. So, you know, you're obviously comfortable doing that and sort of reading the field well enough to put it into spaces where you let some of these other guys get a good shot at the disc. But one of the things that we talked about in that specific podcast was both you and the Spinners are two of the teams that have sort of the highest shooting percentage in the league. Generally, when the disc goes into the end zone, it ends up being a goal. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that makes you a little more timid playing against the defense that you'll be facing this weekend versus the folks that you faced over the course of the regular season?
Sure. Well, and I mean, all due respect to, you know, Philly, great team, but I still have trust in, you know, I got Rafi and Timmy going deep for me and, you know, a crew of other guys. And so realistically, you know, that's the way I'm able to shoot is because I know that they're going to come down with the crap that I put up. So, you know, so.
I wouldn't say it that way, but you're welcome to.
Sure.
Awesome. Well, we're really looking forward to tomorrow. It's going to be a great time. And we'll see you out of the fields. Thanks for joining us.
Sure. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for your time.
Appreciate it.
All right. Yeah. I'm leaving that last appreciation.
You
know,
no, he was having a conversation. He was doing good eye contact with the two of us.
If you look at the camera, you're going to get Timmy.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Just keeping limber. Ready to go.
Oh, it's hot in here.
It's all that talking.
Well, you're wearing like
your slide forward. Just
you're wearing cotton. Yeah, you're not as big as the other fellows.
Nope, I'm not.
As it turns out.
Don't know if you knew that.
I've learned over the years.
What did you buy?
Right next to Ray's.
This
Next door to Ray's. There's a factory. She let me like come into the factory and I took a video of like the stuffer that's putting the fortunes in the cookies.
This could be part of the interview. You're ruining it. You brought a prop. We're good to go.
No, we're definitely doing that.
Yeah, we can talk.
Well, he seems so amazed.
I was excited. I didn't know that that was a thing.
I don't even know where Ray's is.
I was told just to answer every question.
I like the old fortune gloves.
They have to wear it. Legally obligated.
Legally obligated. It's good. All right.
Are we gonna start? Are you gonna?
Yeah, I'm gonna do the thing. All right. I'm working on it. I need a second sometimes.
Oh, man.
This doesn't all come right off.
Is there an outtake for real?
Hello. A professional.
Yeah.
All right, we're here with another Cleats and Cufflinks mini podcast, or maybe the first one, if this is the first one you're saying. We have Chris Hancock with us from the Portland Stags here to talk about the game tomorrow, talk about friction gloves a little bit, talk about, most importantly, fortune cookies.
That's right.
Yeah, tell us about this to start.
So I've heard that Philly is famous for fortune cookies, and so we went to Chinatown and got a bag. They let me in the factory, and yeah, pretty sweet.
Did you have to show ID to get into the factory, or was it just like, hey, yeah, come on in?
I told them I had a big game tomorrow, and they just, you know.
Just search you up. I had never heard that Philly was famous for fortune cookies, and I've lived here for 12 years.
I've never been directed to the coffee shop that you sent these guys to.
You haven't been to Ray's
yet? I come
here
all the time.
We've talked about it.
I
just haven't gotten over there.
It's a good spot.
Yet. It's not bad. It doesn't
matter. The best $10 cup of coffee you can buy in Philadelphia.
It's a very expensive cup of coffee.
Holy
it
smokes.
Doesn't look like a coffee shop either.
No. You would keep walking.
But there's elaborate alchemy machines that create the coffee.
Little steampunk?
You'd enjoy it.
Yeah. And then they charge you four times the price of regular coffee.
Again,
very expensive coffee.
I'll have to have Nick come over with you and put it on the MLU budget. He can explain that to the other folks.
Lindy's right out there.
No kidding.
A business meeting, for sure.
So you're in town. I noticed, we'll talk first, friction gloves.
Mm-hmm.
I see that everybody who has come with you is wearing some piece of friction glove apparel, by and large, contractually obligated, of course.
They are, yeah, and it's a big, like, Northwest thing, and so they know they can't wear anything else.
That's fair.
Scare them into it.
How is business going? Like, what kind of stuff are you guys up to now? Anything new going on?
It's going really well. It's sweet. It's just, it keeps growing. Going to be coming out with another glove later this summer. And then kind of getting into disc golf as well. And so trying to be like all disc sports.
I've actually been wearing my friction glove to play disc golf.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm not a power thrower. But I find
I would have pegged you as a power thrower.
I find that it adds a little bit.
It's only because you haven't seen him on the frisbee. It's very clearly not a power thrower.
Yeah, that's not my thing. ouch.
So with the new gloves, are they differently? Are they for like different conditions? Do they have different tackiness based on just sort of the development process
they're
that you've been going through?
The same tackiness, but just kind of working to get a better glove. Mm-hmm. Like the goal. I mean, sometimes they rip on people, and the goal is for that not to happen. And so working on certain features of that just to make them stronger and hold up for as long as possible.
I have to ask these questions because I don't wear gloves when I play. It doesn't make sense.
No one did 4 years ago.
It doesn't make sense to me because I've never had an issue with it. So I don't, like, I'm trying to figure out what the...
See, I think a lot of people felt that way, though, and we've seen the transition, right?
It's
like, people are starting to realize you can more spin. You know, it's the throwing more than the catching.
I find it in bad conditions. Like, when it's rainy, when it's cold, like, having gloves just helps you.
This is the rumor that I've heard.
And then you get people that like they take them off when it gets sunny, and they're like, "Oh, I need my gloves."
I had a guy on my summer league team who was wearing work gloves that he bought at Home Depot, like gardening gloves.
Yeah,
that didn't make
people
sense.
People are trying all sorts of things.
I mean, if it's cold, yes, that gloves.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I'm in.
Sold.
Gotcha.
So other than that, obviously you have that off the field thing going on. What about on the field? What are we looking for tomorrow? Because this is a big game.
Yeah, if
we got some people showing up for it.
Yeah.
Turns out it's gonna be a few people. we're adding cameras. I don't know if you knew that. We're gonna have 5 cameras on this.
Five.
Game. Five. That's a lot of cameras.
I had to wear a GoPro for one of our warm-ups once.
Oh, nice. We have a ref with a GoPro on this game.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how that's gonna go.
I hope we can hear what's going on the field.
I don't know if you want that.
Oh, I didn't even think
you
of that.
We'll that.
Be able to. It's not gonna be.
We're
not
the whole thing.
We're not running that live.
Oh no.
No.
We can use it for later.
Yeah, we'll use it for later. Yeah, it'll be good. But yeah, so what are you looking forward to out there? What are you hoping to accomplish?
It'll be just a super exciting game. I mean, we're really happy to be here. Like, we've tried multiple times. This is our first time. And yeah, we're excited just to go out there and do our thing and play Frisbee again. Like, we've had a couple weeks off, like a couple practices, but just go and play and kind of take it all in stride. It's going to be sweet. We went to the stadium this morning and checked it out. And
oh, nice.
It's a pretty awesome place.
It's enormous.
It's huge.
I'm not going to lie to you. We aren't going to fill it.
I was hoping we would.
Just letting you know that is not going to happen.
We can, like, Photoshop it in afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. I just get a lot of stuffed animals.
Yeah, there you go.
Just pack them in.
No, it'll be... I'm excited. It'll be a lot of fun. So
I think that one of the things that we've thought about going into this game is that both of the two teams who are in it, Stags and the Spinners, are sort of these teams that have this whole belief in themselves, sort of that this is where we belong. Mm-hmm. And the belief has been proven out over the course of the season. You guys only had one loss. They only had one loss. Both those losses were to Boston by 1 point. So it's this sort of thing where both teams are like almost a team of destiny. And in the game itself, I sort of anticipate that that's going to be highlighted by if either team gets down, I expect you both to sort of storm back. Mm-hmm. Do you have any sense of, have you sort of prepared for that in terms of, oh, when things go wrong, we're going to do this, or we need to sort of mentally be prepared for whenever Philly throws their sort of haymaker, to cross your sports metaphors?
I think, like, we just all need to kind of play for each other tomorrow, essentially. And,
yeah.
Like, it's easy to, when things go wrong, to just kind of put the head down. But, I mean, we've spent, like Cody said, we spent 8 years together, and then all of us here are 4 years on the Stags the whole time. And so, like, we know how we play. We know how to get that person that made a mistake back to their level. And there are going to be mistakes tomorrow, but it's kind of who responds on that. And so we all know our roles very well on the team. And Danny's done a great job of, like, Cody's going to throw the hook every single time, and, like, Hank's going to do the reset, that kind of thing.
It's going straight into the scouting
report. Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully this airs after.
Yeah, we'll release this right before game time. They won't have time to correct for
it. But we all know our roles, and just if we all do our job, then things will work in our favor.
Yeah.
So.
Awesome. Well, it's going to be an exciting game. We're psyched to have you guys out here.
Yeah.
Looking forward to watching it. And we'll see you out on the field tomorrow, Franklin Field.
Sweet.
Thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
Thank you, as always.
I do that, like, awkward Cody pause.
That gives me time to make a cut. And then at the end of the appreciate, which I'm like, I need some more.
I didn't put a handshake in there. Take two.
I showed up with water. One of us is prepared today.
Yeah, water.
It's on record now.
What's that? So let's put back up there again.
Round two.
Just a different jersey and different clothes.
Where my hair?
Oh, yeah, hair down.
Riley?
How long does it take to
put
it up?
I have no idea. Nick and the people who work here do that. I'm only an interloper.
To do what?
To put it up.
Excuse me?
The what?
The heat up on grease cufflinks.
Gotcha. Usually they just have to go through it and make sure like all the audio is all right and everything. And then, we did like an hour yesterday, and I think that went up today.
To get that footage up, stayed up like 48 hours. Borrow somebody's apartment building and had better rent than what they were paying for. Oh, it was ridiculous. And he's just
strung out. Yeah. Did you guys walk around whatever the Constitution Center down there?
Is that where the bell is?
It's where the I don't know.
We saw the bell from the outside.
Yeah. It's down in that area. That's kind of the touristy area.
Oh, is that where the fountain? Like
Philadelphia.
We went past some like.
No, he's talking about there's that building, like there's a visitor center.
It's like
the bell, and then there's something else,
like a
church.
Yeah.
But yeah, we didn't do too much over.
Yeah, if you saw like there's that National Treasure 2. It's all right down in that area.
I was working for Mount Vernon right after they filmed that. I was working at the house.
Yeah.
And you don't know what they wanted to do.
They were like, can we knock out this wall
and put in like a trap door?
And they're like,
George Washington lived here.
You're messing up our lighting, Greg.
Wait. This has to be a tweet. Everyone pitches in at the MLU and just Riley putting credentials together. Riley's there working.
I keep waiting for my credentials every year. It's just like, think that I'm going to go in anyway.
Use this as your evaluation period.
I kind of think it's
One of the coaches.
Absolutely.
I'm just like, as we come to the coaching interviews for pregame and halftime, because if there's an obvious thing that you're supposed to ask them about, you know, we ask players about what the strategy for the game is. Sometimes they.
What's the? Is Timmy first? Is that the name?
The coaches are using, like, with the exception of
the
getting a little bit about. Same thing.
Jigsaw,
but for the most part, they actually tell you things.
You're Christian.
They're clear about it.
The other counterpoint is Danny is not here right now. So you'd like to set it up.
That's really funny.
That's my fallback.
That's your fallback? What's your primary?
No, I mean, like, with this.
Or is your fallback? For a second, I thought, if you're not here, we're not mistaken.
That's your fault.
You think he's coming? You think he's coming back?
No,
he's. This is. He said he's going to get water. It just means he's going to disappear for a while.
Anyone want to volunteer?
And leave me sitting here.
Oh, no.
Timmy, no people hate it.
Volunteer for what?
We'll volunteer, Timmy.
More talking. Timmy.
For what?
Cool.
Got it. Done.
Timmy
was
great.
Done.
Basically, like a pregame show on the field.
Oh, for that one. I thought you were talking about, like, just before the game.
No.
I misunderstood you then.
Oh, yeah. So that's cool?
Anybody's cool. I don't.
Okay.
It's all good.
So a lot of toe touches.
You're alive.
From behind.
Yeah, just toe touches. But for like 15 minutes.
We have a table set up on the field. Like,
I was just super cool to get there. Just come over fine.
Just sweltering. Sounds good.
We're gonna do it
with the black home.
Oh, yeah.
We really
are
putting them to work, huh?
Beautiful old stadium, but they have those little turf beads. Like, getting your shoes.
He has water in his hand.
I did.
That's a plus.
No, I was watching Riley work.
I was for water.
I did.
Right.
There's no way I would have said yes to that.
I like it a lot.
Better than the
other
one.
Who's the part?
I'm. Not me.
Number one in Milwaukee.
So you meant you were going to go out and drink all of the water.
Well, I got...
Which was your toilet?
Probably had
your toilet.
Have I ever been able to walk through this office without you answering six questions?
Greg messed up all I did.
Is it brighter now?
It might be brighter over there. It's darker over there.
What did he do?
Bumped into the light.
Who's up next?
This person.
Anybody know that?
All riled up. Hey, you're in.
All riled up.
Not that way. Red chair, right?
No, just keep going.
It's Timmy directing.
Keep circling.
Yeah.
Here?
You choose your own feet.
It doesn't have a beret.
Unless you want to make a move.
Just get a beret.
He's wearing.
So they were putting you to work out there.
Is it on? It's on his table.
Yes.
So just to keep
arts and crafts.
Keep you busy.
It's bored. You know, married to an elementary school teacher. So.
It makes more sense now. So standard sort of thing.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Got hands.
11 p.m.
Yeah.
God, no. How many of these little cubes do you need
so,
in an egg?
But then you're like, well, you know, it's elementary school, so the kids aren't going to be too picky. It just has to be done.
You know, the younger they are, the more organized you have to be.
Yes. Yes, if you were actually the person in the room, yes.
I teach middle school, so.
What do you teach?
Science.